It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council District with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing today, Sue?
Pretty good, thanks. Andrew, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You had the council meeting this week. Anything interesting? Any good upshots?
Yeah, there was lots of documents that we endorsed for public exhibition, but also some that were part of our long-term planning, such as the adoption of our community sports infrastructure strategy. So this is pretty important for us and for our sporting community. It's a guide for investment in our sporting infrastructure across our LGA area for the next 10 years and outlines those shovel-ready projects that we can look for grant funds and where council can put forward for those future grant opportunities. So it gives us a real guide across all our sporting things that we would like on a wish list and our community would like to see on a wish list.
Very nice. What else?
The Draft Disability Inclusion Action Plan is on exhibition, so this is just as important in a whole different way. So it's been developed to consult and work with our sub-working group members who advise council on opportunities across our LGA. So the advisory committee is working with contributions from 128 people, including 12 people who have identified as having a disability. So we're hoping to actually be able to make an inclusive document that will take over and address the next 4 years to address focus areas, which are developing positive community attributes and behaviours, creating livability communities, supporting access to meaningful employment throughout the LGA, and improving access to mainstream services and better systems and processes, of course, which are always the backbone to everyone. We're looking forward to seeing feedback on that.
Well, I look forward to hearing how the feedback comes about. Also,
new
exhibition at the Great Arts and Culture Centre, what's happening there?
Yeah, lots more exciting stuff. Our new exhibition at the Arts and Culture Centre opened last week, and it's called Viewpoints of Wollamai National Park. So that entices your imagination right from the very start. So it's a specially commissioned project in partnership with Muswellbrook Regional Arts Gallery with the support of New South Wales Government Resources for Region Program and New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service. So it features the work of five artists who have all viewed four remote areas, different locations within the Wollamai National Park, and have all responded in different mediums.
Oh, so it's not just painting pictures, there's also different sorts of media.
Yeah, that's right. There's paintings and there's fibres and there's sculpture and there's also sound.
Well, I can tell you something that was an absolute delight. On Monday, my wife and I went down to Singleton and we had a look at the firewalk. I've got to tell you, that's a wonderful display. And there are two particular points that stuck out for me, one involving a soldier and another involving a bird. I stood there for about 5 minutes just enjoying what they look like and also listening to the wonderful music. It's a great display.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely fascinating. And, the soldier and the bird, they're really the talk of the town. Those two really strike out as being something really memorable.
Yeah.
Likewise, the whole display, of course. And this year's firelight has been able to be extended considerably thanks to the help of the state government, of course, with the extra funding that came forward. So we wouldn't have been able to put on that without such a display without that. And then, of course, our big night is this Saturday night. So we'll see performers and light entertaining, laser lights and light shows and entertainment for the children and teenagers in the vicinity of John Street and food stalls, food trucks, laneway bars. And that'll all be focused in the town centre where we usually have Christmas on John Street.
It's going to be fantastic. You got to get your tickets at the council website still?
Yeah. Find your tickets on the website, the singleandfirelightfestival.com.au. So it's a free event, but you do have to get tickets. Thanks to the help of New South Wales Government's Regional Event Celebration Fund.
I highly encourage everybody to go and check it out. And, of course, the culmination on Saturday night is going to be brilliant as well. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district.
No worries. Thanks for talking to me.